The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Eklund with a shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it!
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide. Morning Tide.
Tyler Toffoli on a brilliant feed from William Eklund. Macklin Severini, his first National Hockey League hat trick. Smith shoots. Score! Will Smith just tied the game.
Now, here's your host, Ted Raimi.
He's been moving it out. Gives it over to his partner, Bjorn Foot. Well, not really his partner. They're just both on the ice together. Dumped in. A big hit there by Desharnais. Desharnais gets hit hard back the other way. And here comes Nedeljkovic going after the players for the Panthers. Alex Nedeljkovic came out of the crease. After Desharnais hit his man, Desharnais hammered down to the ice, and Nedeljkovic stepping up for his teammate. Here comes the other goalie, Bobrovsky. He's going to go after Nedeljkovic. Now they're going to fight. A goalie fight on the ice. Nedeljkovic against Bobrovsky. There goes the helmets, and now they're fighting right in front of the net. Nedeljkovic against Bobrovsky, throwing punches in their direction. Nedeljkovic a couple of lefts. Now Bobrovsky coming back with a left jab. Now it's Nedeljkovic knocking down Bobrovsky. Everybody on their feet here in Florida, 6 minutes into the third period.
I didn't really see much of anything. I just kind of heard some of the guys were yelling Ned, and I turned around, and there, you know, Bob was right there. So that was about it. You know, just trying not to get punched. Try to throw one of my own and also not try to look like too big of a fool doing it. So, but no, it was, you know, not obviously, you know, I honestly didn't really go into that expecting to fight. I don't know why. I see the other guy doing it, I'm immediately ready to go, and you know, things always seem to cool down. So, but you know what? I'd do it for anybody. Do it for any of these 20 guys here, and or 25, however many we have. And I think that just speaks to how close we are as a group.
Oh my goodness! There is no team more fun in sports right now than the San Jose Sharks. Good morning, everyone. How are we all doing? We are waking up winners on Tuesday, January 20th. The San Jose Sharks coming off a very, very impressive win over the Florida Panthers yesterday, sweeping the season series against the two-time defending champions. The San Jose Sharks wake up in third place in the Pacific Division, 53 points on the year, five back of second place Edmonton, and seven back of first place Vegas. The San Jose Sharks have won 7 out of their last 10. They are once again above 500 on the road, and of course they are above 500 at home. They have 2 more wins than they do losses overall. That is a very impressive mark for this team. They continue to be in the thick of things in the playoff picture, and they keep on finding new players and new storylines and new ways to step up. One of the things that I really, really appreciated about yesterday's win is that the first time all season long, Macklin Celebrini did not register a goal or an assist, but the Sharks managed to get a win. That is absolutely massive for the growth of this team. And no, that doesn't mean that Macklin Celebrini is unnecessary or anything like that. But this was a game where, A, Alex Nedeljkovic stepped up for his team in a big, big way. And he's only given up 3 goals in his last 2 appearances. That's something to keep in mind. Very, very close to the top of the storyline. Like, his game has been absolutely phenomenal. And the defense, of course, was very, very good against him. But yesterday, he just pulled some saves out of his you-know-what that were phenomenal, were absolutely amazing. The kinds of things that you'll be referencing later on in the season, if the Sharks do have the ability to make the playoffs, you'll be saying, Ned against Florida on the road, that was a huge stop. That was a huge performance. Like, those were the ones that you look at and you think to yourself, this team, powered by belief, standing up for one another, it's just been the storyline all year long. And for Nedeljkovic, also, after Vinny Desharnais got cheap-shotted, goes and stands up for his guy, and then all of a sudden Bobrovsky comes rolling down the ice from the other side, you know, that sequence bothered me for a number of reasons, the first of which is it seemed that there was the non-call on the cheap shot, and then because Ned came out of the crease to engage, they totally overlooked the fact that not only did Bobrovsky come out of his crease, but he went all the way down the ice. And I want to read to you the rule about goalies engaging, because this is, you know, this is how it's written. Rule 46.11, instigator. Used if the goalie initiates the fight by traveling a long distance, often cited in conjunction with leaving the crease to fight. In summary, the goalie usually gets a 5-minute major for fighting, a 2-minute minor for leaving the crease, and potentially another 2-minute minor for crossing the center line, often leading to a game misconduct. So by those rules, that should have been a game misconduct and an ejection for Bobrovsky, but they ignored that because Ned also came out. But it doesn't take away the fact that after Vinny Deharnais, on a rather innocuous tripping penalty, gets slammed into the boards from behind by Rodriguez of what should have been a penalty, and that's totally ignored. There were multiple instances in that game where penalties against the Sharks were ignored, but it didn't matter. And the Sharks team, knowing how to deal with adversity, did not let that slow them down. And very similar to what we saw in the game the other day, where they scored 3 goals in rapid succession against Washington, the San Jose Sharks took advantage of this game at a very, very distinct point when the opposition led up. And suddenly, in a span of a few minutes, it went from a 0-0 game to a 3-0 San Jose Sharks lead. The second period has very much been a trouble point for the San Jose Sharks this year, of which it is for many, many teams in the NHL, whether or not you're a playoff team, whether or not you're a rebuilding team at the bottom of the standings. The second period is difficult because of the long change. You combine that with being on the road against a team that gets back Matthew Tkachuk, like Florida was dealing with yesterday, and you know that the Sharks were going to be in for a challenge in that second period. Instead, after playing a frantically high-paced game in the first period, of which it was back and forth and more open, the Sharks controlled the possession a little bit better, I thought, for those opening stages of the second period. Before Florida pushed back. And, you know, the majority of this game, it felt like Florida was the team doing the pushing. That's not that they were always better, but they were always put in the reactionary mode. And that's a big part of what San Jose has been able to do this year. Instead of always being the team that is reacting, they are able to force that perspective along the opposition. They're able to put the opposition in a bad spot. And so you see that, you know, the Sharks were able to take advantage. And they had Will Smith scoring a goal. Then it was Vinny Deharnais. Then it was Mario Ferraro. I mean, you look at everybody getting on the score sheet yesterday. You see Will Smith, Tim Liljegren, Alex Wennberg, Vinny Deharnais, Igor Chernyshov, Michael Misa, Mario Ferraro. 2 points yesterday for both Chernyshov and Misa. And Will Smith, in his second game back, he scored 2 goals in 2 games, showed very much why he is such an incredible prospect. Will Smith is overshadowed by Macklin Celebrini. No one's going to deny that, because Macklin Celebrini is rapidly turning into one of the premier faces of the NHL. Will Smith, though, is a phenomenal player and has a nose for goal, and I would hope that he continues to have more of this mentality where he's getting net front and being in the right place at the right time. We know he has a deceptive shot. We know he has a deceptive delivery, even if it is a relatively slow windup, but his ability to be in the right place at the right time, the hockey instincts, that's what we constantly talk about Celebrini. It's what we constantly talk about with Colin Graf. And now, yesterday, watching the way that Michael Misa played, holy Lord, everyone, he's figuring things out. He had his best game in the NHL against Florida. And I know Florida is not what they were, but Florida is a dangerous, dangerous team that has a very, very high-level mentality, that has the pedigree. No, they do not have all their horses. However, teams like that still know how to survive. They know how to win. They know how to take care of business. And Michael Misa was looking as active, as engaged, and as potent as he has so far in his young NHL career. The main difference with Michael Misa on this side of his World Juniors and injury compared to the earlier side of it, when he was just having his first few games with San Jose, the pace with which he's playing. The game has slowed down for him. He has sped up his game. He has been able to make decisions. He's able to see things better, and that comes with experience. He had to figure things out at the NHL level. And then, unfortunately, when it looked like he was starting to figure things out, took the injury, then goes to World Juniors. He's away for a while, but now he's back and playing like a monster. And I don't use that term lightly, but you watch the way he's looked since he's come back. The pace, guys, the pace, the speed, the way he's making decisions. That was not there a few games ago. And now it's suddenly there in Michael Misa, and it's fun to watch. You're watching, again, the development happened right before our very eyes. Another big storyline out of yesterday, Igor Chernyshov. I think the message has been to simplify his game. Previously, he was trying to do too much, and now suddenly he's looking like Igor Chernyshov in the first few games. No, he isn't getting the goals he was, because the Sharks have not had as many opportunities. And I can argue that the level of competition they've been playing lately is pretty darn good. I mean, let's be honest, guys. They've played against the Kings. They've played against Dallas, Vegas, Washington, Detroit, as well as Florida in their last six. That is, a remarkably tough schedule. And yes, they did have the win over Columbus, but let's be honest, they're not in the same category as those other teams I just mentioned, even if the Kings have dropped off a little bit. But, now the Sharks have another big challenge today against Tampa Bay. Another storyline I got to get to about yesterday, and I haven't even gotten to the key for Sherwood. Don't worry, I will get to that trade. But Vinny Desharnais makes his return to the ice for San Jose. And if there was one thing we noticed yesterday about the Sharks and their overall ability to manage the game, it was Vinny Desharnais. Whether it was laying huge, clean hits on Matthew Tkachuk, or whether it was being a part of the penalty kill in which the Sharks were able to handle so many situations throughout the game where they needed Vinny Desharnais' size, where they needed his stick, he came up in a huge, huge way. And the team came up in a huge, huge way. If we look at some of the stats, Sharks killed all three penalties that the Panthers had an opportunity on. And the momentum that Florida generated off their penalties, because there were moments where Vinny Desharnais was obviously in the box. But the Sharks handled all these game situations yesterday, and I think a big part of that was the return of Vinny Desharnais. And of course, there was the cheap shot behind him that was one of the more galvanizing moments of the game, where Nedeljkovic steps up, Bobrovsky gets into it from the other side of the ice, and suddenly you've just got the idea that the Sharks, who were so excited on the bench, the way those guys were all jumping up and bouncing around and excited for Nedeljkovic and Bobrovsky to get into a fight. I mean, that's a team. I'm smiling, laughing, thinking about it, because it was so painfully obviously to see how excited the team was. You know, Nedeljkovic, like you heard on the intro there, he didn't know what was coming. He didn't know that Bobrovsky was sprinting down the ice. All of a sudden, he hears the guy saying his name. And then you get these moments, and all these moments that we keep on referencing this year, this is a big part of why the San Jose Sharks are rapidly ascending in the NHL. This team believes in themselves. They enjoy that belief. They want to fight for one another, and they have something to fight for. And I think that's a bigger part of the discussion that maybe gets left behind a little bit, is that the San Jose Sharks teams the last few years who were not in any sort of conversation about the playoffs, who had the weight of so many losing streaks on their shoulders, it's harder to fight against everything. The Sharks have specific things they can fight against now and fight for. They have a playoff spot to fight for. They have wins to fight for. They have momentum to fight for. Previously, all they had was each other. And I'm not saying that's not enough, but it doesn't galvanize you the same way. And especially when you're always getting, beat up upon, the league is clowning on you, talking about how bad the team is. Everyone knows what the reality is, the situation, that even if you do fight back, it's going to be very, very hard in every instance to use that to generate any sort of momentum that's going to carry you for a win. But in this instance, the Sharks were already up, and suddenly they were able to manage the game that much more effectively and really handle all the threats that came their way. And I think that's my favorite part about this Sharks team this year, is how many times they've answered the bell, how many times they've been able to get up and rise to that moment. That specifically was not a part of their game the last few years. They didn't have the horses, if we're being honest. And also, they didn't have the same overall emotional capability to rise up to the moment, because they had so much on their plate. So seeing it happen in real time, seeing the guys get, just all sorts of excited for each other, it makes you excited about everything that's happening on the ice for San Jose. Whether it's Nedeljkovic, whether it's Will Smith, Igor Chernyshov, Michael Misa, Mario Ferraro, Vinny Desharnais, all these guys are heroes yesterday. The season-long hero has obviously been Macklin Celebrini. You've had Colin Graf with his star turns. Alex Wenberg is hot. He's gone hot and cooled down and back and forth. You've seen that with all sorts of players. And that's one of the things that I really love about this team, is that it doesn't matter what the storyline is specifically. There has been someone to step up and get hot in various different instances. Ryan Reeves has been so important this year. Barclay Goodrow has been so important this year. You've watched these players who have been cast away in various situations rise to the moment with San Jose and made them a force that believes in themselves. And I think that power of belief, that's a dangerous, dangerous thing. Everybody in the Western Conference is thinking, oh, blank, I do not want to go up against the San Jose Sharks in the playoffs. And now the San Jose Sharks are getting a player like Kiefer Sherwood, who has really come into his own in the last couple of years in the NHL. And the thing about Keefer Sherwood is I was watching yesterday's game and it seemed the same moment that I was thinking it to myself. Randy Hahn says out loud, or maybe it was Drew Remenda, I forget which one, but they said, this is a game that Keefer Sherwood would excel in. That was a chippy game laden with hits, laden with physicality, where the Sharks could have used some more physicality out there because they were getting pinned in their end so often, even though they were managing it. But you needed just a little bit more oomph, a little bit more size. And this is a player who slots in on that middle six, in my opinion, probably on the third line. Although I suppose you could put him on the second or first line if you wanted a little bit more physicality and protection out there for some of your younger and, you know, more high talented players. But he provides physicality. He provides a strong shot. He provides ability. He provides defense. All these things are a big part of his game. And the San Jose Sharks didn't even give up that much for him. And I'm not trying to dismiss Cole Clayton, what he was for the Sharks, or I don't try and dismiss what, you know, the 2 second round picks could have turned into, but the Sharks didn't have to give up a first round selection. I think that's the biggest part of this trade for me. And Mike Greer, my God, he's got to be executive of the year, and not just in the NHL, but in all sports. The things that he's been able to do, the way that he's been able to bring in talent, the Sharks got better, right? Like, the Sharks got very much better in very short order. And suddenly the San Jose Sharks look like a very, very dangerous team, and they are getting more dangerous as they get deeper into the season. We also don't know, guys, I'm not trying to speculate or put things out there, but we don't know if the San Jose Sharks are done with any sort of acquisitions. And, you know, the part about this too is that, you know, the depth that Mike Greer has been able to build for this team, and yesterday's lineup, there was no Gaudette, there was no Dellandrea, there was no Kurashev. Those are three huge pieces of the San Jose Sharks. And Jeff Skinner wasn't in the lineup either. And I'm not saying that to say that those guys are on the block or anything like that. But the point is you're without three very, very critical pieces that have gotten you up to this point of the season. And you also didn't have Jeff Skinner, who, again, has been a great depth piece for the San Jose Sharks. And they were able to put out a lineup that was able to take down the champions. And you can, you know, bring up the way that Regenda has come up and really thrived for San Jose. You can bring up Igor Chernyshov and the way that he has played for San Jose. Of course, the evolution of Michael Misa, Will Smith is back in the lineup. You know, the logjam of forwards for San Jose is a reality, and I don't know what they're going to do to try and fit all these players back into it, and that's a good problem to have. There's competitions. Guys are fighting for that time on the ice, and you love to watch these young players like Chernyshov and Misa prove themselves so early in their career. I love having them on a line together. That is a very, very exciting part of that because they played together in Saginaw. They know each other's games. It makes them that much more dangerous, and they factored in on two goals yesterday. I mean, that doesn't happen by accident. That's two guys who understand how each other play, and it allows them to have great, great chemistry on the ice, and there's a carryover into the NHL. And so it all is getting very, very exciting for San Jose, and I know that there's still a lot of hockey left to play. There are 34 games left after tonight, and there is a lot that can happen between now and the end of Game 82, but boy, it's a lot of fun right now, guys. Watching the San Jose Sharks night in, night out, as this schedule has it, with this being the fourth of four consecutive back-to-backs, you get up for San Jose. You get excited about their games, and so that was definitely the case yesterday, and it'll be the case today as we get ready for Tampa. Remember, pregame 3:30, 4 o'clock go time right here on the Sharks Audio Network. But now let's get into some of these highlights yesterday with Dan Ruzanowski. Once again, the San Jose Sharks look to Will Smith to get the scoring going.
Sharks throw it around, kept in by Liljegren. He's in his 300th NHL game today. Throws it around the far boards. Picked back up by Ferraro behind the net. There's the play in front. Score! Will Smith on the ice. The play came out. Wennberg from behind the net sent it back to the point, and it came in. A pad stop by Bobrovsky, but Will Smith by himself just deeks and tucks it in. Sharks lead 1-0.
Will Smith, two goals in two games as the San Jose Sharks jump out to the 1-0 lead after surviving a first period that was pretty wide open, but looked like Florida was the better team and put the Sharks in some very, very dangerous situations. Although the Sharks did have a nice answer in the second half of the first period. Yet another example of the Sharks not having a great start, but playing their way back into the game. Then Vinny Deharnais, what didn't he do in this game? He gets back into it and gets the Sharks a 2-0 lead just about 2 minutes later, assisted by Igor Chernyshov and Michael Misa.
And Misa skates out with Chernyshov. Chernyshov stick handles into the zone, cuts to his right, shoots one toward the net, save made, rebound, score! Vinny Deharnais puts the puck into the net to put the Sharks in front, 2-0. And how about this? Vinny Deharnais has not had a goal in 143 games, which was the longest active goalless drought by any National Hockey Leaguer. Check out the Sharks bench as they celebrate Deharnais' first of the year.
So talk about coming back and making an impact. Vinny Deharnais gives the Sharks a 2-0 lead and an emotional boost. I mean, if you saw any of the post-game interview that he did yesterday, which we'll hear from sound from in a little bit, or if you just saw the way he was out there with the guys, he always looks like he's having fun. Obviously a huge man out there on the ice, 6'6", 6'7", and just makes life difficult for the opposition. For him to get his first goal of the year in his return game, as well as flattening Tkachuk, as well as being a galvanizer for his team, just a huge impact for the Sharks in his return. You love it. But the Sharks are up 2-0. They were not done, nor were they done getting goals from their defensemen, as Mario Ferraro, once again assisted by Chernyshov and Michael Misa, gives San Jose a 3-0 lead.
Right now, here comes Barkley Goodrow on the ice. Slides to Misa, moves on the right, cross the line, lead pass, Chernyshov. He stops, he shoots, save, rebound, Ferraro, score! Mario Ferraro makes it 3-0 Sharks at 6:12 of the second period, and the crowd is absolutely stunned here in Florida.
This San Jose Sharks team is figuring out how to win games when the moment presents itself. And for the second time in the last three games, it's been a huge response from San Jose, in which they score three goals in rapid succession to completely take the wind out of the sails of the opposition. If you score three straight, that's going to do a number on the opposition. It happens in any sport, doesn't matter. And the San Jose Sharks are figuring out how to deflate and demoralize the opposition. They can't do it every game because they're not there yet. But that's what good teams do. They take the game by the reins and they dictate what's going to happen next. And the Sharks have done that at critical moments in multiple games as of late. But this is where Florida would begin to push back. Obviously, we look at the third period. Early on, there's a goal that gets them going and all of a sudden breathes life into Florida. It was Loester Ryan, assisted from Ekblad, 43 seconds into the third period that made it 3-1. And you didn't know what was going to happen next at that point. You're thinking to yourself, uh-oh. This is not a good thing to see Florida get life in their own building in the third period. And pretty much the Sharks felt like they were on the kill for the entirety of the third period, except there were icings called along the way, but they were pinned in their own end and they kept on surviving. And then, of course, we get to the wildness of the goalie fight after Vinny Deharnais took that tripping penalty, and then things kind of went off the rails, but it was a fun off the rails.
Here comes Forsling moving it out, gives it over to his partner Bjorn Foot. Well, not really his partner, they're just both on the ice together. Dumped in, a big hit there by Deharnais. Deharnais gets hit hard back the other way, and here comes Nedeljkovic going after the players for the Panthers. Alex Nedeljkovic came out of the crease. After Deharnais hit his man, Deharnais hammered down to the ice, and Nedeljkovic stepping up for his teammate. Here comes the other goalie, Bobrovsky. He's going to go after Nedeljkovic. Now they're going to fight. A goalie fight on the ice. Nedeljkovic against Bobrovsky. There goes the helmets, and now they're fighting right in front of the net. Nedeljkovic against Bobrovsky, throwing punches in their direction. Nedeljkovic a couple of lefts. Now Bobrovsky coming back with a left jab. Now it's Nedeljkovic knocking down Bobrovsky. Everybody on their feet here in Florida, 6 minutes into the third period.
And that was a lot of fun. Again, the reaction from the bench, the way that Nedeljkovic seemed to be pissed off for greatness, because after that, nothing was getting by him. He just continued to step up to the moment and make big save after big save after big save. A phenomenal game for him. And then the San Jose Sharks, by way of Barclay Goodrow, buried the empty netter.
Verhaeghe back to Bilinskis on the right. He sends it over far side of the ice. There's Tkachuk shooting it, blocked by Ferraro. But there's Bennett in the corner. He tried to poke it up to Tkachuk, partially blocked there by Reganda, and it's out of the zone. And it's a breakaway opportunity for Barkley Goodrow to the empty net. He scores! That's a big one for Barkley Goodrow. Empty net goal after the Sharks stifle the Panthers' extra attacker game plan, and it's 4-1 San Jose.
The San Jose Sharks survived what the Panthers brought throughout that third period in particular. They found emotionally galvanizing moments and ran with it, whether it was taking advantage of a run in the second period when they were clearly the better team and were able to bury three straight goals to take a 3-0 lead. They reacted to Florida scoring that goal that made it a 3-1 game in the third period. Nedeljkovic, of course, in the middle of that big fight and just coming up with the big save moment after moment after moment. It was a huge performance by him, maybe his biggest performance of the year. And I think he is in some way fueled still by that game one performance when he had the two wild goals at the end, the fluky one from Eichel that bounced between his legs, and then the other one in overtime where he came out. He was as furious as I've ever seen a player after the game, and he hit it very well when he was speaking to us. He was just, I remember tapping the countertop behind him that he was leaning on, and you could see the steam coming off his head and, you know, just absolutely furious, and you could see that anger in his eyes. And I think he's been consistently trying to use that as fuel. And, you know, last night he was big for his team. He came up huge for the San Jose Sharks. He's only given up 3 goals combined in his last 2 starts. And of course was such a huge part of last night's win for San Jose. Here's some of what he had to say after the game last night.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of a bullshit play. Like the play was over. He tripped him. He didn't hit him hard. He didn't hit him at all. He just tripped him. And then, you know, Rodriguez comes in late. Whistle went already. There's no need. He finished him. He full on finished his hit. And Vinny's in a defenseless position. You know, yeah, he's a big guy, but I mean, you know, he's not expecting to get hit in that instance. He didn't even have the puck, you know, so I don't think there's any justification for it. And as soon as I saw it, you know, for me, it was enough to go ahead and do something. So,
yeah, that's the mentality that you need to have. He wasn't going to take it. That's his guy. And he spoke to the mentality with which the team plays with.
Yeah, we're playing for each other. Everybody wants to do stuff with everybody. Everybody wants to do things for everybody. And I think that's the biggest thing is there's not like a single group of guys that alienate themselves from anybody. It's, you know, guy one through guy 20, whatever we have, and we're all doing stuff and we're all enjoying being together at the rink. And obviously when you win a lot, it makes it that much more enjoyable. So, you know, we're going to keep trying to win and take care of business tomorrow so we can enjoy this flight home.
Again, a big one today. Pregame 3:30, 4 o'clock go time right here on the Sharks Audio Network is there in Tampa Bay taking on the Lightning. Let's hear from head coach Ryan Warsowski.
Yeah, I think we're starting to keep saying it, but we're starting to learn how we need to play. And what I like is we talked about we're not going to tiptoe into the game. You know, we got to get on the attack. And we got to push forward, and we're a good hockey team. And I think that's was really the message, and I think our guys did a really good job of doing that from the drop of the puck. Ned made some big saves, some big goals. Physicality that Vinny brought today was really good for us. So, total team effort.
And Desharnais.
It was a lot. after 2 months coming back, having a game like that with penalties, goals, and goalie fight, it was just lots of hits. It was a physical game. I think there's no better game to get back into it.
And just to hear these guys laughing and having fun after a game against the defending champion in which you took 2 games against them this year out of 2 games, that just speaks to how much this team has grown and how much they will continue to grow. And, you know, Vinny Desharnais, again, these culture guys, it's not just that he's talented out there on the ice. He's such a glue guy in the dressing room. You look at him, you look at Adam Gaudette, you look at Ryan Reeves. I mean, these guys all make the dressing room such a fun place to be a part of in conjunction with the young guys like Macklin and Will and Colin and Misa and Igor. I mean, every one of these guys has their own role to play, and they're all stepping up to the moment to fill that role. Now, Warsowski on the Kiefer Sherwood trade. This is what he had to say.
Yeah, he'll be in our top 9 there, and we think we got a really good one. You know, he can skate. He's competitive. Obviously, top 5 in hits and physicality is going to be a big thing. And, you know, we've seen him quite a bit in Vancouver. He scored on us a few times, so it'd be nice to coach him.
It feels like with the skating forecheck style that you guys want to play, that Kiefer's a perfect fit for that.
Yeah, we've talked about him for a while now, Mike and the staff, and you know, a guy that we really really like and can fit how we want to play. So we're excited to have him.
The news of that trade kind of maybe gave the guys a little bit of a jolt too, to see that how much Mike just believing in this team, like they believe in each other.
Yeah, I think it could have, to be honest with you, you know. So, you know, it's a business. It's part of pro hockey. It's going to happen, those things, whether it's you're adding or subtracting. But, you know, I think it's going to bring more competition to our group, too. So, that, you know, that's what's nice about it. But, again, at the end of the day, our players have done a really good job of putting us in this situation. You know, and Mike, to reward our group with a nice addition is nice.
And up to this point of the season, the Sharks have given Mike Greer every reason to believe. Every possible box that they could have checked off, they have done so. They're not one of the top teams in the NHL. Of course not. But it takes time, and the Sharks are taking advantage of that time. They're growing. Again, we keep on looking to this team. Are they better month after month, week after week? Yes. Game to game, that's too short of a window. But the overall trend for the team, for the San Jose Sharks, is they keep on getting better and better and better. They keep on responding to losses with wins. And so far, they're above 500 on this four-game road trip. Can they take 3 out of 4? We'll find out later today. 3:30 pregame, 4 o'clock go time. The Sharks at the Lightning today. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.